92.6PR. This is Perth Overnight with Fred Mafrica.
Time now on 6PR to introduce a local author named Alan D. Thompson, and he's in the studio with us this morning. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Fred. Thanks for having me.
Alan, tell me about your background, please, before we talk about your book.
Oh, great. I've been around the block a few times. I started out as a computer programmer straight out of uni. And from there, I went on to be a sound designer, international sound designer.
What does a sound designer do?
It's quite specific. In fact, you'd probably be doing a bit here at the 6PR studio, mm-hmm. I'd imagine. I was working for a few large companies, including Opera Australia over in Sydney. So that was touring around Australasia. Mm-hmm. Andrew Lloyd Webber's really useful group that included China around Asia, Australia and New Zealand, and even Red Bull here in Perth for the Red Bull Air Race. So,
okay.
So quite a few different ones. And basically the sound design job entails designing systems and supporting artists so that they're heard properly.
So that's what you studied for? Is that what you always wanted to be, a sound designer?
Yeah, I didn't actually study for that one. I just did kind of 10 years of practical experience, if you like, and that was the way to get into the field.
What made you want to become an author from that? Because I'd say you were earning good money doing that.
Absolutely.
And it's a great career.
Uh-huh.
So what made you think, oh, I'm going to do something really difficult and write a book?
It's always been a part of my life, both sound design and kind of personal development. So a lot of the time during my years in musical theatre, sound designing for musical theatre, I found that I was spending a lot of time talking with the cast, making sure the artists were happy, time in dressing rooms, talking about life, the universe and everything. And so that really is quite easy to apply back to coaching. Obviously, the two fields are quite different, but supporting them, I've translated into supporting the same kind of people. They've got the science behind being their best, and it's just about making small tweaks here and there.
So are you a full-time author now, or are you still working?
Full-time coach now, full-time personal and professional coach. And when I feel the drive, I sit down and knock out a few sentences or paragraphs.
Now, it says on your little bio here that you've had 15 years of international experience in multicultural environments in Australia, New Zealand, North America, China, and throughout Asia. You're not a very old man. I look at you and I think maybe 30,
if
I'm lucky.
That's a very good guess,
right?
Fred. That's absolutely correct.
So you've done a lot of work in such a long amount of work in many years, and you've travelled so many countries. Mm. What were you doing in all those countries?
So all of that was for either consulting or sound design. So it was a bit of the consulting and project management stuff and a bit of the sound design stuff.
So now to the book.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Best, and it says A Practical Guide to Living Your Best Life. Tell me what the inspiration was. Why do we need to have this book?
I'll tell you the truth, Fred.
Okay.
I actually wrote this book for myself. I wrote it for me now to get the content out of my head, as well as the me 15, 20 years ago. Obviously, I can't go back and give it to myself then, but it's about helping people collect all those facts or join the dots, if you like, and apply that to daily life.
So does it talk about concepts and ideas and principles?
I really try to steer away from theories. I find that, you know, personally, sitting in a lecture theatre and listening to someone talk about the theory of something is never as effective as hearing the practical methods of that or
so
doing
give
it yourself.
Give me an example that I'm going to find in the book. Give me a simple example.
Okay, so there is one in there about smell, and you probably wouldn't find a chapter on smell in a self-help book, for example. And that one talks about the concept of fragrance as it applies to hotels. I say something like, I would bet you that I could tell which hotel I was in by the smell of it, and that comes from the Shangri-La, who have scent branding in all their hotels. To me, it smells like home.
And why do they do that?
They do that as a form of branding, so that you know where you are.
So and it also, smells a unique smell.
And it's supposed to evoke different feelings. So it's quite comfortable for me to walk into their brand of hotels. And, you know, I apply that back to the person as well. Scent is said to be the most telling sign of when you're meeting someone and in relationships.
Now, the book took you 6 months to write.
Mm-hmm.
It's out now. You can get it on Amazon. We can also get it from the website, which is www.bestthebook.com. And do we know how much the book is?
It's about $21.70, I think, here in Australia.
Makes a pretty good Christmas present.
Absolutely.
Now, you're writing a couple of more books as well.
I am. The most exciting one for me at the moment is a book called Bright, who I'm writing with another master coach out of the US. He's spent 30 years coaching gifted families. So this book will be about coaching gifted families, and there's no other book that's specialised in the market. So we're going to join forces and write, based on our experience, what you can do for your gifted child.
Fantastic. When can we expect that one out?
That's slated for quarter four 2014.
All right. Well, let's talk about Best just quickly again.
Sure.
Who would you target this book to? Who's your target audience? Who would you like to buy the book?
Look, anyone. An 18-year-old genius, a 40-year-old person that's just come out of a marriage, an engineer in there.
So it can apply to any life. Absolutely. It's not just about business, is it?
That's right. That's right. And it's not just about relationships. It's not just about spirituality. All of that is covered in the 70-odd chapters.
Fantastic. Thank you very much for spending the time with us this morning. Good luck with your book. It is called Best, A Practical Guide to Living Your Best. It's by Alan D. Thompson. As we said, check it out on Amazon, or you can go to the website, which is www.bestthebook.com, or you can call us here at 6PR 92211882, and Adrian will give you the details as well. Thank you very much for being with us today. Thank you for coming in so early. And it's a pleasure to have you here, and have a great Christmas.
Yeah, thanks again, Fred.
On 882 6PR, this is Perth Overnight now, with Fred Mafrica.
Thank you very much.